USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people injured after a car drives into a group of bicyclists outside Parliament in London early today. An eyewitness telling the BBC a small hatchback appeared to deliberately drive into the cyclists and then into a barrier outside the Palace of Westminster, where the two houses of Parliament meet. Another witness telling Sky News,
I've seen smoke coming out of a vehicle, and it's all been like high speed, and then you've got the specialists coming in, specialist police, so it's been very, very dramatic.
A man was seen being led away in handcuffs by police. There are primaries today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. In Wisconsin, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist aims to become the first transgender governor. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The sheriff wouldn't charge him, but prosecutors have now charged a white man with manslaughter in the death of an unarmed black man, whose videotaped shooting in a store parking lot has revived debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
The victim's father, Michael McLaughlin, hopes for justice in the shooting death of his son.
I'm very happy that the state attorney did take a good look at the tape and made the correct decision on arresting Michael Drakeler. Again, I know this is going to be a long road, so we are up for the task, and we just hope for a good outcome at the end.
47-year-old Michael Drake had confronted the victim's girlfriend about being parked in a handicapped accessible space when a fight broke out, McLaughlin pushing Drake to the ground and Drake pulling out a gun and shooting him in the chest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A New Mexico judge allowing bond for five adults accused of child abuse at a compound allegedly used to train the kids to carry out school shootings. He set $20,000 bond each. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump rejecting former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's claim that she's heard recordings of him using a racial slur. On Twitter, the president says The Apprentice creator Mark Burnett has told him there are no such tapes, and he added that he's never had that word in his vocabulary. President Trump also calling Omarosa wacky and deranged. Her new tell-all book about her time in the White House hits the store shelves today. California fire officials say a firefighter has died while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. A sheriff revealing as many details as he could late last night, but saying they're still investigating the reason for the firefighter's death and have not yet released the identity of the man. Officials say that fire has now burned over 349,000 acres, full containment not expected until early September. And billionaire hedge fund manager and liberal activist Tom Steyer is putting up another $10 million to help Democrats win the House this November. He's hoping to drive voters to the polls by the idea of impeaching President Trump, one of his long-stated goals. He's already pumped about $110 million into the system through his two political groups, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.